visit Barracuda.com.
Including you in our way of making the day better. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen in our 23rd year of presenting Listen Radio to you. And people tell me the longer they listen, the more they get out of it, which is kind of a cool thing. Thank you. I like to think, in association with our friends at stations like Kiva, that there are solutions to problems. For example, what are you going to get the lady in your life for Valentine's Day? I have the solution.
Please.
In a moment.
Bring it to me.
In a few moments.
I'm willing to be the volunteer lady if you guys out there need to send somebody anything.
Yeah. I understand.
Happy to be the receiver.
More snow headed through the Denver area right now, getting walloped with another 14, 15, 16 inches of snow. Chicagoland tomorrow and Boston on Wednesday. There has not been a trip I have taken this year or had planned to take, including my initial plan to go across the country starting in December, that has not been affected by the snow. The trip last week was affected by the snow. I just got in, last plane that landed in Washington. Richie and I, 5.5 hours of camaraderie in the car.
Yeah, that was fun.
Woohoo! And now, I was supposed to go back to L.A. on Wednesday. Niet. Mañana. I'm going back. All right, again, because if the airport gets closed on Wednesday, which is what it looks like, it's closed. Pretty much they've canceled most flights in and out of Chicago for tomorrow. So that means Wednesday will be the same thing here. New York, prediction for New York City, another foot of snow there. Now, Roberta, how much snow have you had there? I'm looking at the heaviest snowstorms in the history, or not in history, but a recent history, but goes back like 100 years or so.
Yeah, we've had like three of the biggest storms in the last year.
Yeah, and you're going to have another one. You're going to have another one this Wednesday.
The snowpile, we have a fairly large driveway. You could probably put about 10 cars in my driveway at our home in Long Island.
Yeah.
And the snow mound at the end of our driveway, I'm not joking, is 7 feet high, 5 feet wide, and 20 feet long.
Well, yesterday afternoon,
I'd park my car on top of it if I were you.
It's huge. It's unbelievable. I go out, I look at it, and my mouth drops every time.
It was about 30 degrees here yesterday. I got on the tractor, and I worked around not only the farm, the home farm, but down at Eastleigh, which is the farm around the corner where we do the dairying. We keep the bread cows and the calves here at the home farm. And the snow, I'm looking out the window now over in the barnyard. The snow is piled up on both sides. We have the large roof line of the barn, which goes up about 40-some-odd feet. There is an alcove, if you will, or what would be called a dairy room on most barns that juts out. It's sort of a T on the barn, and it probably is 20 feet. The snow is piled up on both sides of that to the level of the roof. I'm looking at that now.
Wow.
And out behind here where I am, I parked a car outside. This car's buried. It's literally covered.
Gone. Can't see it.
Couldn't find it.
So as a Californian, the dumb question is, what do you guys do?
Well, you do.
You
deal
do
with
you
it.
Live?
You
do
deal
you
with
do?
It. You deal. You learn to deal
You dig
with
a path
it.
And you use the path.
You dig out.
Or you do like I do and get on a plane and go to where you are, right. Jennifer.
That's what smart
Here's
people
are dealing with it. All right, everybody got $50, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's pick dates when Roberta's pile will be totally gone. No snow.
What's even better is that because we're at the top of the block, when the snow plows cleared all the snow off the street, they decided that our front lawn would be a good depository to put all of the snow that they just plowed off the street. So we have about a 5-foot pile of snow that's about 50 feet long.
I remember
on our front lawn.
There was one pile in the shopping center near us last year, and I was like, I'm going to keep track of this pile and see how long it takes. It was April,
12th,
I'm worried about
something before
it was all gone.
If we can, I have 140 new acres of land to develop, plow, and get corn in it this spring. And what concerns me is, as Richie just said, if we don't have an early spring. Now, there are some people who think we're going to have an early spring. Farmer's Almanac has been worthless the last 3 or 4 years. Wrong. I was looking for my copy of it here. I looked at it not long ago, And it was supposed to be a mild winter. After you have a heavy December, oftentimes it warms up and you have a fairly warm winter. There is all over the Northeast, starting down in Pennsylvania, actually, or even where Richie is, you push, because they're not really used to it, you push your way north and east, and the snow piles. Now, as most of us as youngsters who grew up around this know how to deal with it, it's fun. It still is fun to play in it. But because the news media creates this mayhem in people's minds, making it three, instead of it's fun, you become all psyched. We've become creatures that are like monsters. Everybody worries about everything now. This is a natural phenomenon. This is not out of the ordinary. This is not the end of the world. For God's sakes, that's a snowstorm. So, I mean, get real.
It's winter.
Turn the damn television off.
Actually, this is, I mean, for us here in D.C., it's been a pretty light year for the.
Right.
We've had this one snowstorm, which you just happened to hit last
year.
Yeah,
I mean, that was. That's,
other than that, yeah, it's been a little cold. But
it's
December
winter,
was, woof,
and
December
it snows in
if
the wintertime.
If it were July, it would be a story.
Yeah. Anyway. So Roberta's got a lot of snow. We got a lot of snow here on the farm. There's another snowstorm headed. And February, by the way, not that I don't want to make you feel worse than you do, Roberta. February is always, traditionally, the month in which we get the most snow in the Northeast. February usually has more snow in it than any of the other months.
Oh, boy.
So if we are lucky, we'll get through all of that, and then March it'll thaw out, and we'll hope for a new and better spring growing season. That's how. I mean, what else are you going to do? It's the highlight, and but I mean, there's a lot
it's
of.
It's going to be in the spring. You're going to see a lot of flooding, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I think you may be right about that. Okay, now we have the Super Bowl coming up this weekend. The Super Bowl ad campaigns have begun to kick off. We have at DougStephan.com some info. Best Buy filmed their first Super Bowl commercial. Features Julian Bieber and Ozzy Osbourne.
Or Justin Bieber.
What did I say?
Julian. It's his cousin.
It's Julian Lennon.
It's Justin. Oh, we
Justin
just, Roberta,
Bieber.
You know, I don't need you to underscore my mistakes. I can handle my mistakes.
Love doing
on
that.
I know you do.
Justin Bieber's on the Today Show right now, and he's wearing a sweater that makes him look like Luke Skywalker. It's kind of
his. Oh, goodness.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
He's
potato
a strange-looking little tot.
Potato sack tan kind of thing. It looks like he should have a, you know, like the force around him.
Well, maybe he does, Richie. I'm going to help you right this very moment with your Valentine's Day problem. Got a problem? Roberta doesn't have a problem.
Yo, I'll solve it. Can you name that song?
Yeah. Some Valentine's Day baby. Stuff? Hey.
As Valentine's is 2 weeks from
Monday. Today.
Monday.
Today, yeah.
Today, yeah.
Hurry.
Do not. Underscore Doug says, do not wait until the last minute to order your Valentine's flowers, please. You can order early, get it done, and feel good about what you have ordered from proflowers.com. Would you like to get, you would love to get, 100 blooms of love?
Yes.
100.
100.
Wow. Spread them all around the house.
Blooms.
That would be great.
Of love, plus a free glass vase, $19.99.
Wow.
Call or go online to proflowers.com. Only Doug Stephan listeners get this exclusive upgrade. You can add chocolates, a teddy bear, and a lavender bath kit for $10 more. That's chocolates, teddy bear, and lavender bath kit for $10 more. Huge! 100 blooms of love, big bouquet, with all the extras. If you haven't tried ProFlowers, there it is.
It's so good, right?
ProFlowers, quiet. If you haven't tried, you've been really having a good time at my expense today.
Uh-uh, that was Roberta.
Right.
I've been miserable up until right now.
Yes, you have. Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't tried ProFlowers before, I've been talking about them for the past, I don't know, how many Valentine's days, Richie? Four or five. Six Valentine's Day. You can't lose with these people. You cannot lose. You get these blooms guaranteed for... Now Jennifer's got me thinking about what
Look,
I'm saying.
Look, I didn't even say anything.
These blooms are guaranteed for Valentine's Day. They're guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for seven, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days. The amazing deal will expire on Friday, so do this now. ProFlowers.com. Get in there for the 100 Blooms of Love offer, 800-PRO-FLOWERS, mention Doug, D-O-U-G, or go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone at the top right-hand corner. Type in D-O-U-G, Doug, proflowers.com. Doug, don't wait. The offer expires Friday. 100 blooms of love. $19.99 at proflowers.com.
Yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook on my DJ room.
Attention. Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Something bouncy. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, purchase $50 in HP ink and get a free 10-pack of Duracell AA batteries. A $7.49 value valid through February 5th, $50 before taxes. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
All right, so the Super Bowl ads, this Justin Bieber, Ozzy Osbourne ad, pretty interesting.
I can't imagine.
Of these two, Anheuser-Busch. Let's see here, starting Super Bowl advertising actually before the game. So you said, Richie, that and you sort of try to make me look like a fool or sound like a fool. You
that's
think
my job.
Wait for this. Apparently, that's not the way this is going to work.
Really?
Yeah, Anheuser-Busch has two 15-second commercials that are teasers for the commercials on the Super Bowl. So they're doing teaser spots
for commercials.
For the commercials that will run in the Super Bowl. $1.45 million is what they're paying, apparently, for spots. And there are some 30s and some 60s, but...
Should we buy a couple for Good Day?
Yeah, that's an idea. Let's do that. Let's see. All right.
I'll place our order.
Everybody, yeah, everybody kick in a nickel or a dime.
Yeah.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Hear you.
Okay. Return of a popular feature on the Good Day program. We have the top five songs from this week in 1985. We're going to play a brief snippet of each of these songs from number five to number one. Your job for a ski trip, if you desire to take a ski trip or another Doug Steffen prize, will be to identify the songs from number five to number one. Pretty easy, straightforward. It's easy, obviously, if you know the songs. 800-510-8255. We're starting right now. This is the number five song from this week in 1985. Who is this lady and what's the name of the tune? All right, get the name of the tune and or the lady right and get close to the name of the tune.
Why'd you give out that it was a lady?
Because that's... Hello.
Could have been Justin Bieber.
Yeah, no. 1985 wasn't even alive yet, Rich. Could you please don't insult the audience? All right, so that's number five. Here's number four from this week in 1985. Great song. My goodness. Great adaptation of this song.
And a great band, though.
Yep. Very well-known guys that decided to have a little fun with this song. Number four.
They did a whole album of this kind of retro.
Yep. Syrupy pop, if you will. All right, number three from this week in 1985.
Never chose this way.
Big English band.
Jennifer's going to love the next one.
I can't wait.
All right, that's number three. This is number two.
Oh, no. You have me all wrong.
Oh, really?
No.
You weren't a big General Hospital fan?
No, all my children.
Ah, sorry.
Besides, when this was, she was like seven.
That's okay. I was still a music lover.
All right, okay. All right, so who is this guy? What's the name of this song? Number two this week, 1985. And the number one.
Doctor.
He was a doctor. Number one from this week in 1985.
Now this is my thing.
Okay.
Can you see me with my little headband dancing around to this? Probably inappropriate, but I was doing it.
All right. So here we go. 800-510-8255. Pay careful attention. We'll quickly review the top five, and then it'll be your job to identify these songs. All right? As little music is good for your soul, good for your emotions, good for your life, good for your brain. We like lots of things that are good for your brain here on Good Day. Number five. Number four. Number four. Number four. Number four. Number three for this week in 85.
Never chose this way.
Number two. And number one. 800-510-8255. I would say on the list of difficult to not so difficult. This would be about in the middle, I think, Richie.
This
think?
Isn't too hard.
No, yeah. Not too bad. Uh-uh. Roberta, did you get any of this?
Not a one.
Number two is going to be the tough one.
Not with the hints that you gave.
No, that's why.
That's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get
I'm
to...
hopeless.
I know that. We've understood that. That's why we gave you a home here, Roberta, because you were hopeless, and we wanted you
home
not to...
Home for the homeless and hopeless?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, 800-510-8255. Name the song. Number five to number one for a ski trip or whatever. Heard the
ski
story.
Lift tickets. Lots ski of lift tickets.
Okay. A mother got her son and his friends to rob a bank last week. Three teenagers facing armed robbery charges after the mother of one of the boys checked them out of school so they could rob a bank.
That's nice.
35-year-old Tawanda Simmons of Stone Mountain in Georgia got her 17-year-old son out of school with two of his friends.
Did Tawanda tell you that?
And they went to the Wells Fargo Bank and robbed it.
Don't go there with me. Yeah. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me.
Uh-huh. So
I could see the letter to the school. Dear
right.
attendance officer,
yeah.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
Please excuse my son from school today because we need to go rob a bank.
Did Tawanda tell you that?
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're afraid of flying, you don't have to worry because, well, you're not alone. The good news is that there are workshops to help conquer that phobia, and in many cases, it's happening right there at the airport. Now, before 9/11, fear of flying classes were a lot more experiential, with visits to cockpits and hangars. These days, a lot of work is done in the classroom, but a reputable program will almost always end with a real flight. At Mitchell Airport in Milwaukee, courses are available in February and October. Led by an aviation psychologist and certified flight instructor, the classes are $175, but they end with a short flight on a commercial aircraft. The Fear of Flying Clinic in Northern California offers three sessions a year at San Francisco International. The classes include conversations with pilots, flight attendants, and air traffic controllers. And in Westchester County, New York, the six-session Freedom to Fly workshop includes individual meetings with a counselor and ends with a flight from New York to Boston and back. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If your hospital lies over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at Target M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Percent.
Everywhere else, I want you to be aware of other things. Phil Lempert, by the way, we didn't have him in the last half hour, and I neglected to say that he, once again, is under the weather. Man, this guy has gotten
sick
a hold of something.
Month,
he said he's never been sick like he has been the last month or so in his life, which is kind of too bad. A very good guy, has lots of great information at supermarketguru.com. Happy to be connected to and associated with him, that's for sure. And happy to be connected and associated with you. And the likes of Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn is here. It's Monday, the 31st of January, and we brought you the top five songs from this week in 1985. We'll go through them. Should we play them one more time, Richie? Just
absolutely.
Quickly, one little snippet. It's number five this week in 85. You identify the artist and the song. That's next, followed by number four. All right, number three. Number two. Number two. All right. And number one for this week in 85. Hi, Phyllis, listening in El Paso to KTSM. Hi, Phyllis.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm doing well. I hope you're doing as well as you sound. I hope that you are.
I'm doing okay. I got three turned down. Listen me up.
All right, now I know, I can tell by listening to you, you've got this nailed. I can tell Richie the confidence in her voice.
She has this nailed.
All right, what's number five?
Get to it.
Okay, We Belong by Pat Benatar.
Number four.
See Honey Jeffers, See Him Love.
Number three.
Wild Boy, Duran Duran.
Number two.
J. Jack Wagner. Jack Wagner, all I need. Sorry.
That's okay. You're all right. You're fine. You're on real solid ground. And what's the number one song?
Like a Virgin, Madonna.
Good for you. Very good. Woo-hoo! Now, tell us a little about you, Phyllis. Are you a native El Pasoan?
Where El Paso since 1970. I'll be turning 41 in June.
All right. So you were, this is the perfect time for you in terms of radio. This is your formative year. Or these are your formative years, the mid-80s, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was in high school back then.
What radio station were you listening to in El Paso that played all that music then?
Well, I was between this station that doesn't exist anymore called KSET 94.7.
Yeah.
And then the Fox 92. And then Kelly Q. But they don't play that stuff on Kelly Q.
No. But there must be. I think there are five stations that were in the building where I was. What was it? A week and a half ago when I was in El Paso. And I think one of them, they usually call this the station that plays this stuff music of the 80s. There may be about the 80s, 90s,
it's
and today.
Album-oriented rock.
Some of this stuff is AOR. Yep, yep, yep.
I got news for you. Nobody's playing Jack Wagner anymore.
Really? No,
I bet you Jack Wagner's playing Jack Wagner.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
We're the first radio station to play Jack Wagner in about 15 years.
So, Phyllis, what do you do for a living? What's your life like?
Well, I'm unemployed right now, but my husband works for Goodwill.
All right. So you're going to get something. Now, I'm not guessing you're a skier, right?
Nope.
Not a skier.
I do like snow.
Well, your prize is we'll send you a bucket of snow. How's that? Now, we'll come up with something from the Doug Steffen prize closet, all right? So you hold on just a second. But yeah, I like your spirit, Phyllis. Keep up the good work.
She's spunky, man.
Very spunky. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Thank you to everybody else who came to our rescue or tried to help us out. Everybody loved doing this. And I don't know why we stopped doing it, but we'll go back to doing it because we like to do things that people like. What a concept. A radio program with things that people like. Wow.
Who would have thunk?
I know. Who would have thunk that? Okay, so let's see. What else is going on? Today at DougSteffen.com, there is a list. Ken Kronhaus, by the way, will not be with us today. He's at jury duty. Jury.
Maybe he can get out of it like Vice President Biden did.
You know what he said? His wife is a lawyer, and normally when they ask you what you do for a living, and you tell them, okay, I'm a doctor, yada, yada, when you tell them that the wife is a lawyer, then they oftentimes...
Yeah, they let you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
you exactly.
Too much of an inside scope. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Ken has... I think this is a good exercise, though. I've said that any number of times. When I was... The last jury time, I've been in jury duty, I don't know, three or four times in my life. Last time I did it, I was the foreman of the jury, and it was a great experience just to kind of see how the system works, the wheels of justice, and the old business about they move slowly. Sometimes they don't move particularly well, but you do get to see how the system works, and I think that's important for all
he's
Americans.
He's totally going to get called, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's like me. We're both nice, and so they pick both of us. He's totally in my league. He's
but you know what? If I were him, I'm a heart surgeon.
Well, he is, but you see,
a judge, I'm a doctor.
Right. I hold life in these two hands. If you choose me to do my civic duty as I am... want to
people
do.
Will die.
People will die. But that's okay, because I'm here for you.
All right. So anyway, if that's the case, who knows what will happen in terms of him. You could be there for an hour a day. The last time I served, I went in at 8 o'clock. I think, Rich, you remember, I had to leave, and I went into the courthouse and got selected. And the trial started. We went in at 8, got selected. Trial started at 8, was over at 6. We went into the deliberation room. 15 minutes we were done because it was very obvious that the police had rigged the evidence against this woman, and so gonzo. But it was good, again, to see how you hear all of these rumors and all the allegations and stuff. And so it's good to know how the can of worms functions. In Ken's case, his wife had a gallbladder operation last week, so his office in Lake Cardio is, by the way, he never takes a vacation. He's like me. That office is open every day of the week. He's there taking care of customers, taking care of patients. And what kind of really threw a monkey wrench into it was I showed up on Friday, and he really goes out of his way. He spent a lot of time with you. Yeah, he spent a whole, he and I are great friends, so he wants to catch up with a lot of the stuff. But most of what we did, because he saw something in the heart, my stress test, and then the heart monitor afterwards that he didn't like. So he then put me into the CAT scan, and we had to take care of that. So by the time I get out of there on Friday, it was 8 o'clock. I went in. I was there at 11 in the morning. I got out of there at 8 o'clock on Friday night. He still had 14 cases that he had to work on because his wife,
wow,
in essence, being in the hospital, he stayed with her and helped in the operation. So he was out Tuesday and Wednesday. So how many patients he might see in the course of a day, he sees 12, 14 patients over. The office is open 12 hours. Normally, the office is open 8 in the morning to 8 at night. And so he's seeing people well, and he never gets home until midnight, never gets home. And so here he is with a backup up to his Mickey, and the area is growing like a weed, so there's more and more patients all the time.
He needs more doctors.
Well, he's trying to find some people. He's got plenty of help.
I mean, he's got good help.
Yeah, he's got really good help.
The people that do the x-rays and CT scans and all that
stuff.
I
met a guy, Richie, who is 92 years old. Ken brings me around the office and introduces me. All his patients, he's got four. He's got four exam rooms, and there's something going on in each one of them.
So he
opens the door. I want you to meet my friend and the radio guy. So I'm meeting all of these people, and the guy who impressed me the most, there was a state legislator who was there, and he was a very good guy, nice guy. A couple of women who were with their husbands, and you could tell by looking at their faces, they were really worried about what was going on with the husband. And then this 92-year-old guy who he had a heart bypass, it was a quadruple bypass last year. And this guy at 92, you would swear he was my age. He was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I wish I could remember his name. I can't. When Ken's back tomorrow, I'll ask him about it. But what an inspiration. Here's a guy who worked hard all his life. He retired from his regular job at 60, 61, started a business, worked on it until he was 89. And the only reason he quit is because his son was 69 or 67 or something, and he wanted to retire. So they started a business when this man was in his early 60s, the son was in his late 30s, and they ran the business until 2 or 3 years ago. And this guy, he was an operator, a machine operator. They made specialty tools and stuff. He described it for me. But the point is, he had this glow on his face and his being, his eyes, and just a regular strong guy. Normally, you don't do at 91 a heart bypass. They just say,
you're not strong enough.
You're not strong enough to do it. And this guy had smoked for 30 years, and stopped 35 years ago. And it really had an impact on his heart, obviously. But anyway, it was just the neatest thing to see all of that. And one of the reasons that I'm talking about it in this way, in terms of Ken being here or not being here, in a moment, I want you to go to gooddayshow.com with me and look at the 10 great foods that are there that are great for your heart. Something that Ken and I discussed on Friday. And I want to pass this information along to you. These things are, I mean, some of this stuff is pretty simple boilerplate stuff, but it doesn't hurt to reinforce it, especially given the fact that we all say you can't do anything without your heart. It's the most important organ in your body, really. So here are some things that will help you, and I'll go over them with you in a moment. I'll play Dr. Ken. All right, can we do that? I'll do a house call. 16 before the hour on Doug's Good Day.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not 5 or 6. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Many people turn to vitamins and dietary supplements to fill nutritional gaps in their diet, but it's important to understand how to choose quality products for your needs. Luckily, America's most trusted pharmacist, Susie Cohen, tells us how to shop the vitamin aisle like a pro.
Consider vitamins and minerals for optimal health and be wary of products claiming a quick fix. I only recommend brands that meet the highest standards of purity and potency to ensure that what's on the label is actually in the bottle. I always tell consumers to seek brands that are rigorously tested and verified by third-party public health organizations, such as the United States Pharmacopeia. That's why I recommend reputable brands like Nature Made Vitamins and Supplements. This is a brand consumers can trust for safe and effective products that meet the highest standards in the industry.
Susie says it's always important to talk to your doctor or pharmacist about which vitamins and supplements are right for you. For more information and a customized vitamin assessment, visit naturemade.com.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. All right, our poll today has to do with what we were talking about earlier, the snow and the weather, the wicked weather. Have you seen the poll? If you haven't, how do you feel about the snow is the question that's asked. That was Friday we did that. How come I didn't remember that from Friday? That's Friday's poll. Do I remember talking about that on Friday? Anybody remember?
Mm-mm.
That still is applicable today, or will be for the next month or so because of all the snow. Anyway, we asked how you felt about the snow. 30% of you said you loved it. 30% of you said I can take it or leave it. 24% of you said it doesn't snow where I live, so I don't care. 16% of you said I really do like it. Our poll today has to do we had the SAG Awards last night, right? So which movie award show is your favorite? The Golden Globes, People's Choice Award, SAG Awards, Academy Awards, none of the above. Bring on the Super Bowl.
Golden Globes for me.
I like the People's Choice Awards. The SAG Awards, I didn't pay much attention last night. I didn't watch any TV actually last night because I didn't get back until late. So,
as of right now, the Super Bowl is blowing everything.
Is it really?
Yeah,
okay. All right. The video of the day today, you got to see it to believe
nuts.
It.
Nuts. I just watched it. It's crazy.
This guy tosses saw blades.
Not tosses.
Oh, jeez.
Wings it. I mean, he throws a circular saw blade.
Right. And actually cuts wood with it.
From 30 feet away.
Yeah. Yeah. You would never be able to imagine this if you didn't see it. Check it out. Video of the day. At DougSteffen.com. Okay, so also at DougSteffen.com today, in place of Dr. Ken, we offer the best foods for your heart. Berries. I bet we ought to do the top 10, Rich. You want to do the top 10 with the
sure.
big voiced announcer? All right, here we go. Top 10 foods for your heart.
Number 10.
Oatmeal.
Yeah. Number 9,
salmon.
Ah.
Number 8,
avocado.
Yeah, so far 3 for 3.
Yep. Number 7,
olive oil.
Yeah, I do a lot of that.
Number 6,
nuts, any kind of nuts.
Good.
Number 5,
berries, any kind of berries.
I need more of that.
Number 4,
legumes.
Legumes.
Yeah,
number 3,
that kind of thing. Spinach.
Yeah, I just had some.
Number 2,
flaxseed oil or fiber.
Never have any of that.
Number one.
Omega 3 fatty acids, the kind you get like Smart Balance. We got to get them as an advertiser. Man, the stuff that Ken told me about what it does, the lower cholesterol, that sort of thing. Some people say, depending on soy, if you're eating edamame, that's really very good for you as well. Anything that's
but if you're a guy, you got to be careful with soy.
Yeah, it's not good for testosterone.
Right.
All right. So check this all out. We've entered it into an important place at DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com. Mm-hmm. It's 51 minutes after the hour now on Good Day.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Directed.
Movie music starts Movie Moments with Chuck Curry here on Good Day. This is a Blondie from the movie American Gigolo, Call Me. It was the number one movie at the box office this week in 1980. Remember, this was actually a pretty good movie, Chuck, don't you think?
It's been a long
American
time since
Gigolo?
I've seen it. I know it got killed by critics, but it made a lot of money.
This is a good
very
movie.
Popular at the box
office. It was a fun movie. Fun. Okay, speaking of fun, Chuck is going to enumerate the movies, the box office totals for the weekend. I want to talk about the SAG Awards last night. Quick review of No Strings Attached from your host's point of view. I went to see it this weekend. I enjoyed it. I was ready to leave the theater about 40 minutes into it because the beginning of it was nothing. It wasn't good at the beginning. But then you get into the story and you find that you really like Ashton Kutcher's character and Natalie Portman's character, and they do a very good job. Their chemistry is extraordinarily good, I thought. You could tell. I don't see how you fake that stuff. If you don't like the people you're working with, you can act, but, I mean, that's how they call it, acting. But you know it, Chuck. There's
you
this thing called
chemistry.
Right. They were good together.
Either on or off.
Yeah, exactly. It was anybody who likes this kind of a flick. Roberta, you'd like it. Jennifer, you'd like it. Richie, Janet would like to go. I liked it. And I was curious as to where it came out. Because it hasn't knocked the house down, I don't think, in terms of box office success, has it, Chucker?
Actually, it's done okay. I believe it cost about $25 million to produce. The studio didn't think it would open very well, but it's done about $40 million in 2 weeks, so
yeah,
it's certainly going to be profitable. Yeah. I just want to bring up one point. There was a major announcement yesterday. A relatively unknown 28-year-old British actor named Henry Cavill, who had a co-starring part on the HBO show The Tudors, has been cast as Superman in Warner Brothers' new Man of Steel movie.
Really?
It will be in theaters December of 2012. Zack Snyder, who directed Watchmen, is going to helm the project. Supposedly, this guy, they screen-tested about 10 actors. They loved his screen test. And it's really interesting how some people are sort of venting on the Internet that Batman, Spider-Man, and now Superman will be all be played by non-American actors. Bale is Welsh, but these other two guys are British. Acting is acting. It doesn't, I could care less as long as he's a good choice. Physically, he looks very, he looks the part. He's actually much more muscular than Christopher Reeve or Brandon Roth were. So, the one thing Hollywood usually does get right is they're pretty good at casting. And the guy looks good. So, a new Superman movie, I'm glad to see it.
Good. All right, so what did you think of the SAG Awards and the various, like Melissa Leo got the outstanding performance by a supporting female actress in The Fighter. A lot of people.
I'll be honest, I find it somewhat annoying, but she's the telecast was very good. I thought the highlight or one of the highlights was Ernest Borgnine getting a Lifetime Achievement Award at the age of 90.
Right.
For he gave a very, very, very classy speech, and he had the attention of the room. It was a really good moment, really good.
Well, he's one of those guys that everybody has watched. He earned his stripes early on, got lots of respect from people, plays well. What was the most recent thing he was in? He was the gatekeeper.
He was in Red.
That was it.
For a guy who's 94, clearly has a very sharp mind and is still very classy.
So we had Christian Bale win for The Fighter as well. So The Fighter is doing pretty well in these various award shows.
It is. All these movies that are up for Oscars have done extremely well at the box office. Black Swan, The Fighter, The King's Speech. All these films are going to make $100 million, which is very unusual for these type of what they call specialty films. The only one has not performed well at the box office, as we discussed a few times, is 127 Hours with James Franco. That film has performed awful.
Yeah.
But all the rest of them have performed very, very well. Actually, they're going to make more money, some of these films, than The Social Network, which I believe topped out about $80 million. And that was a big studio film with a huge marketing campaign. So The Fighter, Black Swan, and The King's Speech are going to make probably do financially better than The Social Network, which tells you you really can never, and also True Grit, which is a huge hit, now $150 million. You cannot predict what's going to be a hit at the box
office. So it was number one this weekend, the box office.
It was The Right, which is a horror thriller with Anthony Hopkins, $15 million in business, no strings attached, $13.6 million, $40 million in 2 weeks. The Green Hornet continues to perform pretty well, $11.5 million, $80 million in 3 weeks of release. Jason Strahan's new film, The Mechanic, opened to an okay 11.4, and The King's Speech ran out the top five, 11 million in visits, a solid 72 million so far. True Grit.
Good job.
Very impressive.
All right, Chucker, thanks. Chuck Curry here with Movie Moments on Good Day.